Joining me now from Washington, Dr. J.D. Crouch II. He's assistant to the president, deputy national security advisor, one of those that helped work on the address the president will make today to the City Club. Sir, I appreciate your time. I know it's a few minutes valuable here before you guys leave the White House, head over to Andrews to board Air Force One. Tell me some about the president's speech, what he's going to say today, sir.
Well, obviously the president wants to communicate directly to the American people about the importance of the ongoing war on terror and how it affects all of our lives, and in particular he's going to be focusing, I think, on Iraq and how securing a lasting victory in Iraq will make America safer, more secure, and stronger.
Doctor, I cited a Fox poll earlier this morning that said that, yeah, majority of Americans believe we're safer than we were 3 years ago. They believe Iraq is better off, but they're still not sure about the future.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, one of the things that's helped to shape, I'm sure, that view is the intense violence that still goes on in Iraq, and we see that every day in news programming. It's important at the same time to step back and look at some of the progress that has been made. Obviously, since 3 years going, we've now got a democratically elected government there. Saddam Hussein is facing justice. There have been some substantial improvements in the lives of the Iraqi people, and in terms of the political track, we're seeing all three major groups now huddled together to try to put together a national program for Iraq, the Sunni, Shia, and the Kurds. So there's some positive things, but obviously the post-bombing of this mosque, things remain shaky despite that progress, and the situation is tense, and that's why coalition forces and Iraqi forces need to be out there and providing security.
Doctor, was there some disappointment, though, after the delegates met last week for a couple of hours and really didn't get anything done?
Well, actually, I think our sense is that progress has been made. I mean, they're really looking at sort of three things. One is the prime ministership, obviously. Two, the other major positions in government and the structure of the government, and three, a government program. And our sense is that they're focused right now on trying to come to agreement on what a positive government program would be, and then to begin to pick personalities to support that. I think that's a wise way to go forward, because once they have agreement on that, then I think they'll have a consensus, and that government will be a strong government. We've seen some progress in that area, and it's going to take a little more time.
Finally, sir, much said about this paper that came out last week about Iran while we're over there and troops in that particular part of the world. Although, late last week, I think the American government said there would be some consultations with Iran about Iraq, correct?
You know, we've had our ambassadors have had authority to have contacts with their counterparts in country for a long time. And basically, this is not a negotiation, but what it is it's an opportunity for another channel for us to be able to express concerns about Iranian activities in Iraq, so that they get the message. We have a number of channels. Obviously, the most obvious one is public statements by U.S. government officials. But this is an open channel that we have and can use. The ambassador can use there to express specific concerns.
Dr. J.D. Crouch II, assistant to the president, deputy national security advisor. Sir, thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure.